Thanks for a ride, Dick.
Oh, hello, Miss Thorndyke.
Oh, Mr. Douglas. Footprints almost dried up.
Oh, it's too bad.
I'm off.
How?
How?
It went that away.
Jeepers, Dan, you're not supposed to tell us.
It's okay. We don't understand English anyhow.
Oh, you don't?
You gotta talk to us in Cherokee.
Oh. How?
To celebrate, to feast. Now, let's all have refreshments, and then we'll repeat the Cub Scout promise, and the...
Oh! The grape juice got spilled.
Why, it's all foamy.
Oh, the cupcakes are gone.
I bet you it was those big kids again.
Yeah.
They're probably down the street somewhere. Let's go get them.
Oh, Jim, Sudsy, no.
They took our junk and everything.
I know, and it's a shame. But I want you boys just to sit down there where it's clean and pretend it never happened.
Yeah, but it's kind of wet.
Oh, pretend it isn't. Come on, boys. Sit down. All of you. Get your places.
We ought to go sock them one right in the stomach.
Oh, now, Sudsy, remember. Fighting is no solution to anything. We'll just ignore these boys and rise above it.
We rose above it last week, and they put sand in our lemonade.
The Cub Scout promotes goodwill. Goodwill does not mean hitting people in the stomach, right?
We could hit him in the neck or something.
Goodwill means no hitting at all, Sudsy. Now, this is my last meeting with you boys as den mother.
Gee whiz, Mrs. Thorndyke. Do you have to go to Spokane?
Well, it's where my husband's company's sending him, and Benji and I just naturally go where he does. Now, which one of your mothers would like to take over as den mother for the rest of the year?
My mother said she'd had it when my brother was in Cubs, and she wished she had gone to Spokane.
Well, Sudsy, I guess we're depending on your mother.
Gee, I don't know. When I asked her, she sort of laughed, but not like it was anything funny.
Without a den mother, you boys can't keep the den. Oh, and you've all done so well.
The den can meet over my house, Miss Thorndyke.
Oh, that's very sweet of you, Chip, but you see... Well, it's regulations that a den can't meet without a den mother.
Yeah, and you don't have a mother.
Sudsy.
You shut up.
Chip?
Well, you don't.
I said shut up.
Now, boys.
You come over to my house next week, and we'll have achievements and refreshments and a dead mother and everything.
I've been over to his house a million times, and he doesn't have a mother. He doesn't have a sister, even.
There's no law that says a dead mother has to be a mother. I mean, a grandfather can be a mother, can't he?
You mean Mr. O'Casey?
Sure, he can do anything any old clunky mother can do.
Chip, I think that's a perfectly wonderful idea. Do you really think your grandfather would do it?
Sure, and he's real neat at giving orders and stuff, because he was a sergeant in the Civil War.
Chip Douglas, I think you've just saved Den 11 from having to disband. So let's have a cheer for Chip, who saved our den.
Chip, Chip, Chip! Wahoo true! Wahoo blue! Hoo-wah! Wahoo! Wahoo you! Chip, Chip, Chip! Yeah!
That I saved the den.
Oatmeal, huh? There we are. Regular, 5 minute instant. You saved the den, huh, Chipper?
Yeah, then everybody gave me a special cheer.
Now, there's something indecent about instant oatmeal. We'll take this and slow down our mad pace and wait 5 minutes. You got a special cheer, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Vinny. What did you do to win all this acclaim, Chip?
I volunteered.
Oh? Well, that's good, Chip. The man who volunteers is the man who volunteers. Frozen vegetables. What did you volunteer?
Bob.
What about Bob?
He's what I volunteered.
What for?
For Den Mother.
You volunteered Bob for Den Mother?
Uh-huh.
What does Bob think about all this?
Well, the thing is, I don't know exactly, on account I haven't asked him.
You mean you did this without asking Bub?
Gosh, Dad, I had to.
Why?
Because.
Well, Chip, you better have a better reason than because when you break the news to Bub.
Yeah, I know. Dad, I was wondering. Well, what I was wondering about is, well, maybe could you tell him he's the new den mother? Would you, Dad?
In one word, Chip, no. I think the fellow who does the volunteering and gets the cheers and all the fringe benefits should be the one who plays the music and tells it. That's the way it seems to me.
Yeah. I thought that'd be the way it seems to you.
Well, I guess that does it, Chip.
Hey, can we get some rhubarb?
Oh, Chip, nobody in our house likes rhubarb except Bub.
Maybe we can fix dinner for him, and afterwards I can tell him he's the new den mother.
We'd better get 2 bushels.
Sit up with Zatarain's.
You know, I'd like this treatment a whole lot better if I knew just why I'm getting it.
Well, Bub, just relax and enjoy it.
Yeah. Yes, I gave the place a quick once over a while ago, and I can't find anything busted.
Well, why shouldn't we fix supper for you every once in a while? You certainly do it for us often enough, sure.
You're right, and I like the lyrics, too, but I'm pretty sure there's going to be a breakdown in the music any minute.
Bub, you want some more stewed rhubarb?
No, thanks, Chipper.
Okay, then I'll get the dishes out of the way and make room for Robbie's pie.
You mean Robbie make a pie?
Yeah, quite an event, isn't it, Bub?
Well, I should say so.
First one he ever made.
Yeah, it was one of those mixed deals that are supposed to be foolproof if you just follow the blueprints.
What kind of pie is that?
Rhubarb.
Rhubarb pie, too?
Well, Chip made out the menu.
Oh, I see. Well, come on now, you fella. Just what is the pitch?
Chip.
Well, I've got some homework to do, Bub.
Yeah, and I've sort of got a date. So long.
Just like rats. Leaving the sinking ship.
Oh, no, it isn't anything like that. Well, I think I will go out and get started on the dishes.
Hello.
I'll take a bite of this if it kills me. It doesn't look very safe, either. Oh, so it's you.
Yeah.
Chip got a special cheer at the Cub Scout meeting today.
Oh, yeah.
He volunteered.
Well, you know, when I was in the Army in World War I, we had a special saying. Keep your eyes open, your mouth shut, and never volunteer. Now, what did you volunteer?
Bub?
What?
What?
What do you mean, what?
Yeah, I guess I was going to tell you something.
Well, come on, open up and tell me.
Well, Gee, you're sure looking good.
Yeah, I know. I had my hair Marcel. Now, come on, get it out.
Well, I told the guys you'd be our new den mother. And I'm supposed to find out what you're going to say.
Take back your rhubarb pie.
Gosh, bro. Mr. Thorndike, she's moving to Spokane.
She's a smart woman.
But gosh, if you're not our mother, we won't have a den. And I volunteered you.
Well, I just unvolunteered me.
Okay, don't do it. See if I care. Don't do it in that sudsy laugh.
Rob, where's Chip?
I don't know, Dad. He's not in here.
Chip?
Yeah.
What are you doing up here? Guess the attic's about as good a place as any to do it, huh? Hey, got old Monk out. I haven't seen him in quite a while. Chip, you know Bubba'd do just about anything for you boys, don't you?
Sure.
But I guess he can't quite see himself as a den mother.
Sudsy Pfeiffer makes me sick.
What did he do?
Well, right in front of everybody. Miss Thorndike and everybody. He says that I didn't have a mother.
Oh. Well, Mrs. Thorndike and all the others know that, don't they, Chip?
Then why do you have to tell him? I just told him that Bub can do anything any old mother can do.
You better stop pounding the old boy. He's pretty beaten up already.
Said that Mom sewed on this patch when the stuffing was coming out.
Now, that's right, she did. Now, remember, she sewed those buttons on for eyes when the other ones came off.
Yeah. Guess she was kind of good at that kind of stuff. Just like Miss Thorndike. She can whittle wood and do all kinds of things. I bet you if Mom was here, she'd be our den mother.
I'm sure she would, Chip. I'll tell you, why don't you go down and get your pajamas on now and kind of get ready for bed, huh?
Okay, Dad.
I'll talk to Bub.
Gosh, Dad, you said the way you saw him, the guy who volunteered was the one.
Yes, I know I said that, Chipper, but that's before I understood everything.
Oh, I guess I better put old Monk back in the trunk.
Oh, I'll come back for you.
Oh, okay.
Dad. I'll be down. Bob, I want to talk to you about this den mother business.
So Chip's sending in a relief pitcher this inning, huh?
No, no. But I just want to tell you how this whole thing started. It seems that some of the other boys gave Chip a bad time this afternoon about not having a mother.
Kids.
Now, I suppose they could dig up somebody else to act as den mother, but, well, that wouldn't mean anything to Chip. But if you'd only do it, Bub...
What do I know about a bunch of Cub Scouts? It's all I can do to start a fire in that automatic stove out there.
But you know, boys, you were a drill sergeant in the Army and...
Yeah, and I was a bosun in the Navy. And I ain't taking anybody boat riding either.
I do it myself, Bub, but I just don't have the time to devote to it. I'm out of town so much and... Look, Bub, you do a terrific job at it. And it'd mean so much to Chip.
All right, all right. Let's not make a federal case out of it. I'll do it. So Den 11 has it in the pack.
Thanks, Bob.
It's all right.
For inspection, you guys. Fingernails.
Gee whiz, Mr. O'Casey.
Mrs. Thorndike never said anything about fingernails.
Five demerits.
There isn't anything in the Cub Scout pledge about fingernails.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing, I'm fine.
Well, what's that white stuff on your uniform?
Oh, paint. We all got it.
What do you mean you all got it?
Those big kids, they painted us with white paint.
Painted you? Well, how come you're so nice and clean?
I ran fast enough. Almost.
Who are these big kids?
Larson and his friend Phil. They're always picking on us.
Well, what have you done about it?
We've been rising above it.
You mean these two clowns have been painting you guys like a picket fence and you haven't done anything about it?
We showed a bunch of goodwill. Mrs. Thorndike says...
Never mind, Mrs. Thorndike.
She said it was better not to have trouble than to go look for it.
You can't run away from a bully. Sooner or later, you gotta stand on your own two feet.
Boy, that's what we've been doing. Now, I got blisters, Mr. O'Casey.
Well, don't you worry about your blisters till you get blisters on your blisters. Now, fall in.
Boy, when it was hot like this, Miss Thorndike used to let us make designs and stuff out of macaroni.
Fall in.
Boy, grandfathers sure make terrible mothers.
Yeah, maybe it's because they never have babies.
Left, pace. Forward, height. 2 feet for the rear. Hut! Everybody sing!
Cuckoo-cuckoo-cady,
beautiful Katie.
Critics everywhere are raving about
Now playing.
Just want to in your heart.
Okay, now you guys hold the fort while I get these boxes out of here.
Okay. Cub Scout cakes.
Homemade cakes.
Eat them for a good cause.
Chip, Scott, they're here. Who's here?
Larson and the other guy. Don't get upset. Remember Mrs. Thorndike said.
Hey, that chocolate looks real good. Don't it feel?
We're ignoring you.
It is good. Try the coconut.
Hey, you guys, cut it out.
You gonna make us? Hey, Phil, which one do you want?
I'll take this one.
I'll take the chocolate.
What's going on here?
These are the guys we're supposed to be rising above.
Oh, yeah? Well, put those cakes down, will you? You seem to like chocolate cake. We'll have some. You like caramel, man? We'll have some. There you are.
No,
help yourself.
That.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Stop
it. Ah. People around, do you? Well, you can't.
All right, I mean, what's going on here?
Throw these two guys out of here, will you, or I will. Get them out of here. Well, now let's clean up this mess, all of us. Get together here and clean this mess up. Come on.
That won't be necessary. Mr. O'Casey, I'm Freddy's mother, and I'm taking Freddy out of your den as of this minute. And I'm sure the other mothers will do precisely the same thing as soon as I tell them the example you're setting the youngsters. Brawling with teenagers.
Well, those guys were going to steal the cakes.
Come along, Freddy. We're going.
Oh,
I said we're going. And maybe I better take the other boys with me, too. Sudsy?
Yeah, that might be a good idea. You take them right along home. And on the way, you buy them some dolls.
Come along, boys. Let's go.
Push their faces in the cakes?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure they had it coming to them, Bob.
Then that female told me she was going to take her kid out of the den.
Well, so what? You've got one less.
I've got nothing. Even Chip's fed up with me. He didn't say a word to me all the way home.
Where is Chip?
I'm here.
I'm sorry, Chip.
I'm not. The reason I didn't talk to you all the way home because I was so mad at that clunky Miss Kerr, I could... Gosh, Bump, you can't always run away from a bully. Sooner or later, you gotta stand on your feet.
Hear, hear.
Attaboy, Chip. Attaboy.
Bump?
Yeah?
I don't care what any of those other clunks say. You're better than any old woman kind of a den mother. You don't smell like that clunky perfume, either.
I don't know what I'd do without you, Chip.
What's that?
Sounds like the troops have landed.
Mr. O'Casey, I came by with the others to tell you that, well, they didn't exactly agree with what I said this afternoon. And I guess I don't agree with myself either, after hearing both sides of the story.
Well, I...
Mr. O'Casey, we'd like you to know that we realize learning to stand up for rights is more important than basket weaving. Will you be willing to consider taking over as cub master for the whole pack?
Well, thanks for asking, but I consider myself a sort of a natural-born then-mother. Company, fall in to the kitchen where there's ice cream and squashed cake. Forward!
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's not Superman. It's My Favorite Martian. Stay tuned for two episodes of My Favorite Martian during this twice-as-nice morning on TV Land.